Growing as servants. That's our verse by verse study coming up from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. That's today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings, everyone. Hello, and we hope you are doing well today wherever you may be listening to our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. We also bid a thank you to our Jay Webb, whom you'll hear in our broadcast at least a couple of times today, and we appreciate Jay and his good work as well. Again, we are honored you've joined us, and especially for this broadcast, as this is our Are You Studying series. Now, this is a broadcast where we pursue a verse-by-verse study of the Scripture. And today we're going to continue in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, this is when Paul began simply by saying, "Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Is it not accurate to say that to be a good servant or a good worker is to be knowledgeable of what and how to serve? Well, absolutely. Now, within this text, the servant is to serve the mysteries of God, serving it to others and serving oneself. Now, let us establish the biblical definition of mystery, which is that which has been revealed. It was once written in the New Testament, it's God's plan of providing salvation for men through Christ, which was once hidden, but now is revealed. I think about the words of Peter in 1 Peter 1, verses 10 through 12, one of my favorite texts, "Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what, or what manner of time, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into." Friends, I have a lesson along this line that I simply called "Prophets Inquired, Angels Desired." When you think about that and see the salvation of Christ that is before you and I, that prophets of old inquired and angels desire to look into, you and I need to grasp the salvation of Christ. After all, 1 Timothy 3:16 says, "Great is the mystery of godliness," to understand, to know. God has intended for us to know how to live. And friends, in a moment, we're going to talk about the all of servanthood, servants of what God has provided, and how it will make a great difference. Again, our Are You Studying series is coming up. Back in a moment.
Did you know since 1934 the IGH has been heard over the radio? We are one of the longest-running weekly religious programs in the history of American radio. We are blessed to remain on the air through gracious giving of congregations of Churches of Christ, faithful Christians, and devoted friends. That's why you will never hear us asking for money from you, our listeners. Our study material is free, always has been, always will be. Thank you for listening.
And thank you, Jay, and I concur with Jay, friends. We are grateful that you tune in and listen to us here at International Gospel Hour Radio. And now, friends, let's consider 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and we'll begin with verse 6, and we're going to read through verse 13. Let's follow, or let's listen. "Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other. For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? You are already full. You are already rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And indeed, I could wish you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death, for we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless, and we labor working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. Friends, let's summarize that. Not thinking above that which is written, but serving from that which is written. Paul affirms this by inspiration, and affirms their fullness and the riches of which they partake. All from that which is written. Reigning as kings and growing in wisdom and knowledge in Christ, they were strong and prepared for what may come. Friends, do you read from the book of 1 Corinthians how this church, these brethren, are changing? They're coming more to Christ, more like Christ, and less like self. As a servant of Christ, let the servant never forget the Master, Jesus Christ, God Almighty. We now go to Romans 6, verses 17 through 22. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Now, I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh, for just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present yourselves members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and to the end everlasting life. Romans 6, 17 through 22. What is the result? What is the pay, if you will, of this servant of God in Christ? Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages of sin is death, friends. That's why we're so blessed that Jesus taught us the importance of believing in Him. John 8:24. In believing in Christ, I'm going to embrace His teaching of repentance, for that is a change of my decision resulting in a change of direction. And Jesus said in Luke 13:3, Nay, I tell you, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Oh, to confess the faith in Christ is commanded in Matthew 10:32. A confession the eunuch made in Acts 8:37, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then, friends, to be baptized into Christ for those sins to be washed away, Acts 22:16. Baptism adds us to Jesus Christ and places us into Jesus Christ, Romans 6:3-4, and Galatians 3:27. We then walk in the light as He is in the light, having fellowship with fellow Christians, and how the blood of Jesus continually cleanses us from all sin, 1 John 1, 7-10. Friends, what a beautiful thought as we consider not thinking above that which is written, but rather to embrace and to grasp how we are to serve. I'm going to pause here, friends, because we have a very special video series we would love to make available to you. Here is our J-Web with the details.
What is your purpose in life, friend? Where did we come from? Your answer to these fundamental questions is greatly affected by whether you believe in God, believe the Bible is true, and believe Jesus to be divine. Through our friend and evangelist, Rob Whitaker, we offer a great online video study titled, Believe the Bible. Please allow us to send you the link and check it out. Just call toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, email, and just say, Believe the Bible. Again, call toll-free at 855-444-6988 and please leave your name, email, and just say, Believe the Bible. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, email, and type Believe the Bible in the message blank. We will send the link right away.
Now, friends, one last thing about servanthood. One may suffer from the world, but God provides and He will let us trust in Him to help us. Very quickly, Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 23 has an account of Zebedee's sons, how the mother of these sons came to Jesus and wanting her two sons to sit, one on His right hand and the other on the left. But Jesus let them know that that was not a decision He was to make, but rather that they needed to prepare their lives and to beware of the things ahead. In verse 23, He said, You will indeed drink My cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on My right hand and on My left is not Mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by My Father. Once again, friends, we need to become servants of God and allow Him to place us where He will. And I am grateful that when I obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, that I am placed in the church of Christ, the church of which we read of in the New Testament, friends. Through simple faith and repentance and confession and baptism, one is added to the church, Acts 2, verse 47. And we'll allow God to place us where He needs us. And to God be the glory. Again, we come to you under the oversight of the elders of the West Fayetteville, Tennessee Church of Christ. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. We'll continue our studies together at another time. And thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
God be